With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design, and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain, or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
You're listening to The Lion's Den on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back to the Preston Lions Club Show here on FNR Football Nation Radio. It is The Lion's Den with me, Josh Parrish, alongside Chris Terpos. We're joined now by the men's assistant coach, Chris Capone. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
It's great to have you in the studio. We asked the fans at the top of the show which night they would prefer to see the night games kick off when we've got those brand spanking new light towers that have been erected in the last week. Friday night seems to be the consensus. We've got a few people wanting Mondays and someone suggesting Thursdays because they work well in the AFL. I'm not so sure about that. But got any thoughts on it yourself, Chris?
Definitely Friday nights. Friday nights I think will be the winner just purely because of how it fits into the schedule. Bringing in a weekend recovery session as well. The players probably don't know about yet. But yeah, have to tick off all the boxes, so.
I was going to say, with the Saturday and Sunday evening games, or even Saturday day games, there's more of an opportunity, I think, for players to have a sneaky night out and then play the game on the following day. So I think Friday nights, from a coaching perspective, would be the preferred option for that scenario anyway.
Yeah, it's good for us to get a chance to go and look at some other games as well on the weekend. So, yep. Yeah, we'd be happy with that.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the transfer window. We had a bit of an update from Louis last week. It seems like one of the big moves, the mystery name coming in on a plane, has actually fallen through, unfortunately.
It has. He got in on the weekend and had a chat. I think Lou had a chat with him and spoke about, you know, just some formalities in terms of training Monday night, what time we start and so forth. And later that evening, I believe he received a text saying that he's had a change of heart and probably couldn't commit to the load that's required coming to Preston, which is fair enough. Personally, I'd probably rather hear it earlier than later.
Yeah.
Yep. That. So, yeah, and then since then, it's fallen through. I don't know if he's joined another club or anything like that. So, haven't heard anything yet.
But true to form, I think Lou's already on the prowl for a replacement. There might have even been one or two.
I think in the same text message I received, another clip came through of another player. As opposed to, I get about 10 a day, so.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I believe Andrezinho has also moved on as well.
Yeah, Andrezinho has moved on, which, you know, look, it's hard being in State League One where we're at. We've got a big roster. We've got some good depth as well. So, you know, to get to this point of the year with the quality that we've had, especially, you know, Andrezinho coming off the bench, being an A-League player in his past, there's a lot of depth there. And unfortunately, how long can it last?
You know, of course.
So we've had that pleasure. He's done well every time he has come off on the bench.
Yep.
He always would have been a required player. And you know, you never know what happens in a week of football, but so far, look, he's explored another opportunity, went about it the right way, and you know, we wish him all the best.
Yeah, of course, for sure.
Yeah, and absolutely, and like the wingers that have been brought in, you know, some of the younger boys, you know, likes of your Tellem Joskis and Tineskis have been massive successes off the bat. So you know, it's been difficult for anyone to break into those attacking roles.
It is, and the beauty about it is any of them can play in any position on the park. And that could be during the game, before the game, some changes during the game. It just depends on where we're at. You know, you look at the goals we've scored. They've come from all areas.
All angles,
From the top four, front four, I should say.
So you enjoyed a bye week over the weekend, so 2 weeks without a game. What's the training actually been like? What's the schedule look like?
excuse me. Well, training hasn't changed. So we still had the week, full week of training. We did the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Obviously, we had the weekend off, but the intensity was still high. We worked a lot in closely more with Joey and Dan, who needed to get some extra Ks into some of the players just to keep their fitnesses up with the guys that have been playing a lot more than others. So we took that into consideration. Just trained normally as we did. You know, had our sessions like a normal week of training, and obviously had 2 weeks to prepare pretty much for the weekend, which should be a big game.
Yep. So speaking of that, obviously you've got Sydenham coming up this Saturday. 3 p.m. kickoff, obviously, there at Keilor Lodge Reserve.
Yep.
Game of the year, they're calling it, first versus second. Really good chance for us with a win to jump the pack and, yeah, create that six-point gap at the top. So pretty much playing for sheep stations, I would have thought, this weekend.
Well, being a Preston every week, sheep stations, mate. So, it'll be a good game. We've struggled
there in the past, the last couple of years. I don't think we've won there the last three seasons or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Not a great surface to play on.
Yeah, hasn't been. But, look, the boys are prepped with what they need to do and what game plan doesn't change as much. We're strong believers in what we do. We concentrate on what we like, what our strengths are most of the time, and just prepare them, normally for a good game. I'm excited. The boys are obviously excited. You know, the clubs get along, so it'll be a good thing as well. I think we're attending a little function beforehand the game as well.
Yep.
Lou said to me, so that'll be good. All in good fun. But then the game starts, and we'll just strive for 3 points without question.
Can you see the boys sort of take it back to that game against Avondale in the FFA Cup when you know you're coming up against a quality opposition? I mean, just watching that Avondale game, you could see the boys, lifted 20% of what they had done prior to that this season. Obviously a 1-versus-2 game this weekend. Do you think that'll have the same effect coming out against Sydenham?
I think it will. To be honest, we'd like to see that every game.
Yep.
football. There's passages where, you don't. But coming up against quality opposition naturally brings out the best out of you. So, Sydenham are a strong side. They would have done their homework and so forth. The guys, the players will be up for it. They're always up for it. They get equipped with everything they need. So, I think they'll rise to the occasion, definitely.
We expect to have Yip in the squad this weekend, the new signing. old new signing.
The old new signing. Yeah, Yip will be in the squad this week. We've still got a couple of final probably discussions I need to have on the way home just to clarify some things and put some things to bed. So a couple of questions we still got over it in the team, that is.
Yep.
Yip will definitely be part of the squad, playing a part. He's come back and he's trained well during the week. He's enjoying it. He's home. Everything's good at the moment for there. So.
It must be easy with, someone you already know, integrating him back into the team. I think, as Butker said on the show last week, it's the sausage we've seen before.
we'll leave that for, I don't know, after hours. Maybe we'll come back on the radio and I'll
metaphorically speaking, of course.
Mate, Chris, can you go? You go, mate, you go.
It's good to have Yip back and working with him last year, even though he was out for some time due to injury. We still know exactly what he's all about. He knows what we need from him. And he's come back in and having that grace period where you need to get the players to understanding the way we want to play and so forth. He's adapted to that straight away. So that really helps.
Chris, I was going to ask, just for the benefit of the fans and listeners out there, can you define your role as the senior assistant coach? What is your typical week look like? Preparation before training sessions, match day, responsibilities. Yeah. Give us an insight into that side of things.
Well, the first thing I need to do every week, the most important thing for Lou, is to make sure that Zhegov's got the meat platter ready for Wednesday night. If that's not there, well, then I'm out of a job.
Big shout out to Zhegov, lovely food.
like most coaches, the work starts outside of the training hours, getting to training, putting on the sessions and the game. That's the easy part.
Yep.
Majority of our work starts the outside of the hours, the Tuesdays, the Thursdays, the Sunday nights after the game or Saturdays and so forth. So my role is to support Lou, and obviously predominantly I become the middleman between HPT boys, Joey and Dan, and Lou. I speak to them a lot, day in, day out, and probably get, you know, essays from those guys in terms of loads and monitoring and all that sort of stuff. And I try to break it down into three words for Lou to say, yep, 1 week or something like that. So, but yeah, he you know, he scrolls through things and we all, I don't know, it works.
It works, yeah.
Yeah, it works. Organised chaos, I suppose.
That.
Yeah, my role is, you know, Lou, I'll probably challenge him. As much as his lovely wife, Sonia, I'd say I'm probably his second wife. That's fair to say. If not, I'd probably challenge him more. But he likes a challenge. I mean, you know, we all strive to get the same result at the end of the day. So he gives his opinions on things. I do that on the bench, on the game. He might turn around to the bench and say, Caps, I want to work on this during the week. I'm not something I've seen I want to do. So I'll go back and sort of work on a little bit of a session plan and say, what do you think of this? You know, is this an option, what we might do? You know, get into some sort of passing exercise and move into some position games and so forth, and then always finish off with the game and try to achieve what we wanted, whether it's positive, negative, both. We try to, you know, limit what it is and just create those patterns. So I come in there to do that and run all those side of things together, working with obviously Joey and Dan to see what players I've got available with. And, yeah, we go from there. There's a training session that takes place. We set it all, everything's, you know, set up prior to training. Lou comes out. We'll start him going through their paces in terms of their warm-up and all that. And whenever he wants to butt in, stop out things, you know, talk to players or whatever he wants to do, he runs the ship from there.
Tell us about the magic that's inside this little black book you keep, this little tactics, formations booklet that apparently you keep around with you all the time.
That little black book's just all the old nightclub names from back in the day. Just, you know, little
things you pick up over
the
years.
Like a Kit Kat is their teddy bear around, you know, that's my little thing. I just might stop and have a look, put a little bit of a scribble down. Yeah, look, I'm a student of the game like we all are.
Yep.
Just love it, live it, breathe it, and just really enjoying football at the moment.
Good stuff.
Is there anything that's surprised you about this season in terms of, you know, individual players' performances, the numbers that you, you know, have to translate for Louis? Is there anything that's, you know, stood out to you or surprised you in terms of this group?
To be honest, has really been having the medical team involved and giving us maximum fitness of players.
Yep.
Just to put it out there, we had the first, you can say halfway through the season, we've had a 97% player availability rate. So that's to be able to have that week in, week out.
Yep, it's phenomenal.
I think we're going through more Panadol tablets this year than we ever were, having all these headaches in terms of what players we can start and what not to. And it's hard because, you know, you come to Preston and it's a huge club and there's demands from obviously the fans and people around the club. So
we might have to get our HPT boys down at my AFL team, Richmond, because they're having a wretched run at the moment.
Yeah. So on that aspect, that's probably been the big difference because we've got a lot more control and a lot more available players. So that's what I'll probably put it down to, the major difference from year on year, from last year to this year.
Cool. Yeah. I think we'll leave it there, Chris. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us that insight. It's fantastic to sort of pull back the curtain and see, you know, for the fans, you know, what goes on. You know, obviously, you don't want to share all the secrets in your little black book, but, you know, we do appreciate your time.
Black iPad.
Yeah. We're going to take a very short break. On the other side, we'll be speaking to club legend Claude Lucchese, so do not go anywhere.